Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is James A. Kemp, author of the Holy Bible, Stories with the Holy Spirit, Commentaries of God's Beginnings, and Our End Times. This volume begins with information provided by the Holy Spirit and provides background information on how our God came about among many other gods in the universe. Then it goes on to explain and summarize the books of the Old and New Testaments, making the many stories easier to understand for the layperson. James is 83 years old, spent 25 years in law enforcement. Also, he's been an active for the last 20 years as a pilot, a 100-ton boat captain for over 30, and a certified wreck diver for 40 years. He's been had near-death experiences many times over his life, but was spared to write this book, even though he didn't know it at the time. Our guest on the program is James A. Kemp, author of the Holy Bible, Stories with the Holy Spirit, Commentaries of God's Beginnings, and Our End Times. James, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Rick. Thank you for inviting me.
This is a very important conversation, an amazing story, an amazing book that you've written, unlike anything on the market, and we'll talk about that as we go through our conversation. This, if I understand right, this is the first book. This was a monumental task that you took on. This is the first published book, as I understand. Is that correct?
Oh, that is correct. I hope I don't have to do another one.
Well, how long did it take you in working on this?
Well, by the time I started on it until this actually published was close to 6 years. The Holy Spirit's been working with me for so long and telling me things about heaven and earth and different things. And he wanted me to record all these things. And so over several years, I did that. I had hundreds of pages of things that the Holy Spirit told me to write and record. I had no idea why, but I was being obedient, and he told me to do it. I did it. I've actually just turned 84 now. I was 83 well, when I wrote the book.
A belated happy birthday there.
Time marches on.
It goes, and I tell you what, they go quicker as we get a little older. They go much quicker than they used to.
You found that out.
Yep, very early on. And each year it's like, it seems like 6 months, and it's been a year, another one goes by. The book is The Holy Bible, Stories with the Holy Spirit, Commentaries of God's Beginnings, and Our End, book available wherever books are sold. Amazon, we've got the Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What a background that you've had. All of the pilot, the diving, the captain, the law enforcement that you were involved in. Why do you think you were chosen to deliver this message of the Holy Spirit? Why you?
You know, I wanted that too, because I've had a full life. I can't say the little boy in me has had a good time over my life playing hunting.
Sounds like it, yes.
And of all kind of things, and diving and flying my airplane. I mean, these were great things I've done in my life that I certainly enjoyed. But the thing that has given me the most pleasure in my whole life is actually when the Holy Spirit come into me and wanted me to write this book, and all the things that the Holy Spirit imparted into me, the knowledge he gave me of heaven and earth, things that were never in the Bible, but things that led to the Bible, and some things in the Bible, and some things as we're going to end up in our world. But I have overcome cancer 5 times.
Wow.
And that's been quite a deal. But when I started working with the Holy Spirit, I haven't had cancer since. It's been 6 years. But
amazing.
About 6 years ago, I don't know why, but I know that I had a family emergency in my family. Someone only had a few weeks to live, and it was horrifying to me to lose my loved one. So I prayed real hard to the Holy Spirit to come into me and heal my loved one. And my loved one was healed within the same hour. And I thanked the Holy Spirit and thought it would go back to heaven or wherever the Holy Spirit was from. I didn't know. But the Holy Spirit stayed with me and began to impart things into me. And then he told me he wanted to start recording. Things that he was telling me. And so I did. I put them in my computer. And it amounted to hundreds of pages. And this was a period over a couple of years. And then one day, I just got through recording some things he had told me. And then he told me, now I want you to write a book. Well, I'm going to tell you, the only writing I've ever done was a few police reports. That's it.
Wow.
I still don't know the difference between a noun and a verb. So I didn't have any reading capabilities of writing. And so anyway, I started writing. But one day the Holy Spirit said, now I want you to write a book. Well, I was trying to explain to the Holy Spirit, I didn't have any knowledge to how to even start writing a book. And I was begging off from doing this. And then a thought went through my head about Moses trying to get out of the burning bush, trying to get out of having to go,
oh, yes,
go all the way for 200 miles to see the Pharaoh. But it didn't do him any good to argue. Didn't do me any good to argue either. But anyway, the Holy Spirit said, do it. So I went after it. Now, the one thing he wanted me to do, not only did I record all the things that happened when God was created and all the things he did before Genesis, all these things I had to go back and all the things I had put in there, but God wanted me to go back to the start of my Bible again. My Bible was 1,800 pages.
Wow.
And I had to go back and read my Bible again. And with all the stories in the Bible, I had to write a little summary of all the stories. So if somebody could just flip through it and say, I want to know something about Samuel or David, didn't know what chapter to go to. And so it was a lot easier to find things when you want to read about something in special, other than opening your Bible and just wandering through it, trying to figure out something you think would be interesting. So anyway, that took me 8 months reading every page of the Bible and writing a summary on it. This was like at least six hours every day I had to read and write. And this was 7 days a week now. I mean, this was intense. When I went to bed at night, I had it on my mind. I got up in the morning. I couldn't wait to get started. I mean, the Holy Spirit put this thing on me, I guess, because I'd never had that much get up and go before, but it really had me going. And so after I got through with it, then I had all this writing to do and trying to put it together. And that took several months. I sent it to the printing people that does the publishing, and they sent it back to me two or three times. It was so horrible with the caps not in the right place. The paragraphs were wrong. All kind of things was in the book. And I had to keep redoing it. I had about six manuscripts before they found one that would work. So it took me 2 years to get it published after I started on it. But there were so many things about it. Now, the book, this book here is my book.
Yes.
Holy Spirit told me when it was written that I should put it in a black cover, because with all the books on the shelf, it will stand out being black. The other thing he wanted to do was put the writing here on yellow, because if you looked at the book, you would know what's in it. If that doesn't interest you, you won't bother with it. But if it's of interest to you, you'll pick it up and peruse through it. That was the reason that the color and the writing are the same on it. But it's in the book. Now, I was asking, so I started getting more comfortable talking to the Holy Spirit, because I've really felt a little bit insecure talking to one of the holiest things that God ever created.
Certainly.
And it was with me, and it really was a little unnerving sometimes. But anyway, as I got more comfortable, then the Holy Spirit started to tell me things about in the beginning. The real beginning for our earth was when God was created. Because the first thing that God created after he got his powers was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was created for one purpose, and that one purpose was just to serve God only. He didn't answer to Jesus, he didn't answer to even Lucifer or any of the other creations of God. He only answered to God. Whatever God wanted him to do, it was done. The Holy Spirit did it. Holy Spirit was given so much power. It's It's unimaginable how much power, but then you think how much power God has, and all the power that God imparted to his sons. And, you know, Jesus is the son that most people are familiar with, but God has other sons, and they're are in the book. So if you want to know how many sons God's got, you got to read here. And also, God is going to create one more son, and that's written in the book of Revelations in chapter 12. It talks about another son that God's going to create. And even the Bible, it says he's going to rule the new earth with a rod of iron. So there's a lot of sons, and there's a lot of things that they're doing, but they only mention the one son up to this time. That was Jesus. And mention what the other sons are doing.
This is amazing, the information that you have. And if you think there are so many books written out there developing religion, the Bible, the Holy Spirit, this really is unique, isn't it? I mean, this has basically the co-author is the Holy Spirit, gave you this information that most of us have never even heard or read about before.
Yes, and there were some interesting things. I don't want to give away the book, but how God was created, and is there also something I asked the Holy Spirit about? Does our God have a brother? That would be interesting to know.
Yes.
That's in the Bible. When God, with all his sons and the Holy Spirit, came to the earth, what God saw at the earth, and a lot of things that were written, people don't understand. We had a sun already, and when God says, let there be light on the earth, a lot of people didn't understand what that meant because there's already a sun, but there was a specific reason that was in there, and something had to happen. And then he talked about the lesser light at night, and that we didn't have a moon. And, of course, the Holy Spirit went and got one. Thou wrote that about in the book. That was, I thought that was kind of interesting that it was brought back here, put into an orbit, and the special orbit that it's in. Those are things that were so important. And then when God got here, it's written in the Bible about a lot of things that God did and what he found. But one thing that this particular book, the Holy Spirit told me, was what about the aliens that come to Earth? Yeah, they're here. There's a lot of them. And when they come here, they first arrived. The Archangel Michael, he went to meet them, wanted to know what they were doing on God's earth. And there was that's been an interesting conversation here. But anyway, God permitted the aliens to stay and mingle with the earthlings. But there's a condition. He could never harm a human being on this earth. Never. He would never, and they could never destroy anything on this earth. Those were two of the golden rules. And that they intermingle. That's where you see the giant pyramids and Easter Island, all these things, and some of the great creations that are here, and we could never figure out how they were done. Well, the aliens were doing that with the people that were here on earth. But they did something to displease God. And after they did that, God revoked their privilege to intermingle with people. That's the reason they disappeared. But they're still here, and God will let them again one day intermingle with people. And that was one thing that's written in the book, when that will happen. So there's a lot of things that are in there that's not in the Bible. The Bible started in the beginning, but the beginning was way before that. A lot of people don't realize that from the time God was created till the time he come to earth was about 1 million years. Amazing. So there was a lot of time. Yeah, there was a lot of time. It wasn't like he was created and he come right onto earth. He was sent to earth by the authority that created him.
What was it like when you were getting all of these messages and all of the various items you're talking about that people who've read the Bible multiple times over the years, they don't know, but you know it. You were told this. What was it like getting this information?
It was kind of overwhelming sometimes because when I was being told these things, it was hard for me to consume. But I wrote it, and I kept getting more and more understanding. And when God was doing some things when he come to earth, and the Holy Spirit explained those things to me, I said, that makes so much sense. I wish the Bible could have started, you know, a million years sooner. But it started at a time, and the Holy Spirit was the one that wrote the Bible also. He wrote it just like me. He told a man how to write it and what to say. But that's the reason when you start in the beginning all the way to the last amen in the Bible, it appears it's written by the same person. Well, it was authored by the same person.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they keep that tone all the way through.
This book that I read, I was talking to the Holy Spirit about it a while ago. He said at this time, nobody else has wrote a book about just the Holy Spirit. That's what this book is about. It's about the Holy Spirit. A lot of pastors and preachers that study the Bible don't know much about the Holy Spirit. They know what little bit there is, and they research it and they study it, but still the Holy Spirit is mentioned so few times in the Bible that people can't really understand him and his power and what he's done. Now, in this book, it's not only it's the Holy Bible stories. Well, the stories, every story that's written in here, and the ones that I've done a little summary on, each one of those is the Holy Spirit was in that story. Just like when Moses led the people out and they come to the great red river, he had to divide it so they could get across it. Well, when Moses held his hand up, the Red Sea parted, but the Holy Spirit parted it. Moses was a loyal servant, but he didn't have the power to part the Red Sea, but the Holy Spirit did. He just parted it, and it was fine. And the Holy Spirit was the one that led the children of Israel. You know, the cloud in the daytime, the fire at night, as he led the people. That was all the Holy Spirit. Even the one that come down for everything that's involved in our Holy Bible, it's the Holy Spirit was part of it. Now you think about, there's a couple of chapters in there like Isaiah and a couple of Bible stories right around there, even about Daniel, where they're talking and God tells them a lot of things, pages and pages of God's words. And the only one that could remember all the words to be written was the Holy Spirit. I mean, no man could remember, page after page after page of God's words. And back then, when this started, remember, there wasn't a Ten Commandments. And the laws of Moses weren't written there. So a lot of time God had to come down here and straighten people out and tell them what to do and what not to do. That was pretty good. Another thing in the Bible, or in my book, explains how long it was in God's day. When God come here to the earth, how long was his day? And then how long was it between one day and the next day? I mean, we have a one day, we have a night, then we have a day. What did God do during that in-between days? That's kind of interesting. And where did he get all the plants and the trees? Where'd they come from? He didn't say, let's create them. He said, let there be. And then he was talking about the birds and the animals and the fish in the sea. And there was all kind of things. He said, let there be. And they went and got them from somewhere. That's kind of interesting. It's just like it's interesting where the moon come from. That's in the book, too. There's a lot of the things that I could talk about the Holy Spirit for hours. It was so interesting, the things that the Holy Spirit tell me. And there's a lot of people say, I don't believe any of the things that you're saying. You don't have any way of knowing that. And that's okay. A lot of people don't believe the Bible either. They find issue with about many things in it. So they're going to find issues with this. And they look at it and they say, you know, some of it makes sense, some of it don't. I don't know that I believe all that. That's okay. That's not for me to decide. I wrote it because I was told to. The Holy Spirit told me to write it. And every paragraph, every word, the Holy Spirit had to approve before it was published. Everything. I didn't go out on a limb and guessing how this happened. Or that. In my little brain, I couldn't have made up this stuff. I mean, the things that the Holy Spirit's telling me, in not 100 years, I couldn't make this up. It was all told to me. What's really interesting is, at the end of it, I have several pages that's written just about the Holy Spirit, the things he did for God, and some of the great things he did, and how he only answers to God. And Jesus sits on the right hand of God, and the Holy Spirit sits on the left hand of God. And they both have about the same power. Both of them are very powerful. But when Jesus left the earth, he had to ask the Father for the Holy Spirit to come to the Christians and the followers of Jesus, because that was like the way the power went. It's like the chain of command. But when the Holy Spirit came to us, a lot of people don't understand a lot about it even then. A lot of his gifts were written in the first book of Corinthians. And but there are so many things that are written in him. But also the Holy Spirit, I was asking about heaven. I asked him about when we die, we go into spirit, but we don't go into our soul. With people that can discern spirits, they can look around and see a spirit. But that's in the way mama and daddy created you. That's the spirit that you're in. But God created your soul, and nobody sees that till you go to heaven. But that was kind of interesting. And then talk about the old heaven and the new heaven.
Ooh,
that's interesting. God says, he says, I will create a new heaven, and the old heaven won't be remembered. Those are God's words. And then God says, I'm going to create a new earth, and the old earth will not be remembered. And that's when the new earth is created. That's when the sun will rule that earth with a rod of iron. Then I was asking, what are we going to look like when we get to heaven? Well, the New Jerusalem is only for Jews. No, none of us can get into it. It'll be just for the Jewish people. And God said, that he's going to forgive every sin of the Jewish people. Every sin he's going to forgive, and all the Jewish people will come to the New Jerusalem. That is such a, and just reading about the New Jerusalem, just for Jews, one wall of the New Jerusalem, it says like 12,000, I forgot what the units they were, but anyway, it's like one wall is going to be the distance from like Miami to Canada. That's how long one wall is.
There's four.
And but there's so many things about that. But then we talk about heaven. That's not for the Jews. The Jews already have a place. But then we're going to stay in heaven till the rapture. When the rapture happens, then all Jesus' people, his followers, will go to the new heaven. That's when that will happen, after the rapture. There's going to be a lot of people in heaven that's not going with Jesus. There's a lot of good people that follow God, and all their good people, and they'll just have to stand in judgment. And if God permits them, they can come back to earth. But a lot of that thing is written there. Just like, I know I shouldn't ask all these questions of the Holy Spirit, but I want to know what it would look like. What does our skin look like? What does our hair look like?
Yes.
You know, all our souls. And when we go into heaven, you're given a white rock. It's got your name on it. Nobody knows that name except you and Jesus. And I ask about all the angels in heaven, what they were doing. Ask what you're going to do in heaven, you know, what you're going to eat. And if you have to go to the bathroom, I even ask that. I ask what we're going to do. We have no TV, no internet, no cell phones. What are we going to do all the time? And I ask about, did we have to sleep? Did we have to, you know, what's going to happen in the mansions, you know, and who's going to clean up the mansions, you know, if you come in, who's going to make up the beds? And I ask all kind of questions. And when the fruit trees, the tree of life, and living waters that we get to consume, I ask about places we may need to clean. That's what we were going to be wearing. It's one thing, One thing that will not happen in heaven is you will never wear shoes. And you would think, why would that be a thing? And you remember when Moses stood before the burning bush, God made him take his shoes off. He had to be in contact with the holy part of God, and he didn't want any barrier. I think Joshua, he also told Joshua when he's talking to him, take off his shoes. But when you get to heaven, no shoes. You'll be barefooted the whole time, but it won't matter. Everybody will be barefooted.
It's just amazing.
There's so many interesting things.
All of it is in James' book, the Holy Bible, Stories with the Holy Spirit, Commentaries of God's Beginnings and Our End. The book is available wherever books are sold. James Kemp is the author. That's K-E-M-P. We've got a link on a website for his Amazon page. Everything is there. Are you still in contact with the Holy Spirit? Is he giving you any other...
Every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit's with me. He's in me and with around me. He never leaves me. He's with me as we're speaking. And I prayed to him that I wouldn't misspeak, and he said he would be sure I didn't say anything I wasn't supposed to. But he's with me, and I pray to him every day. He's part of my morning. And I don't have to be in a certain place to talk to the Holy Spirit. I'll be out there in the yard walking around, and I'll be talking to him. I'll be driving down the road talking to him. And sometimes I ask him silly things like, I want to buy this or that, and ask him, what should I buy this or should I buy that? And he'll tell me what to buy. And then sometimes I buy something without asking him, and it turns out to be a problem.
So many fascinating stories. Yes.
And I could just talk about the Holy Spirit for so long.
Don't apologize. I could listen forever. We are out of time on this program. Hopefully we can continue this discussion. What are you working on now? Now, I've said that. You just went through all of these years writing the story, changing the manuscripts, all of that. Is he giving you new ideas, new things to write?
Yeah. Well, not to write especially, but some things to do. He's got something very big coming that he wants me to do. And I'm not allowed to talk to it yet, but I'll be back on your show to talk about it. And it'll be something that would be so unreal. But it's going to be a big deal.
Well, I am looking forward to that. Jim, the time has gone by so quickly here. That's why people should buy the book. The book is The Holy Bible, Stories with the Holy Spirit, Commentaries of God's Beginnings and Our End by James A. Kemp. The book is available wherever books are sold. I would like to thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Results oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. KingPagesPress.com is their website. James, we're out of time, but there's so much more to talk about. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. A remarkable conversation. Thank you.
Thank you for your invitation.
Well, it is a pleasure. It's a standing invitation. So hopefully we can do this again. So much that James talked about is in the book and much more. The Holy Bible, Stories with the Holy Spirit, Commentaries of God's Beginnings and Our End. The book is available wherever books are sold. You'll find his Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, if you would like to look that way. We're back on today's program, by the way, you're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.